Hi guys, it's your girl, Justiana, back at the podcast. I know it's been quite a long time, but you know, life be lifing. And so I am back because this topic has been in my spirit, in my soul for a very long time. And I just was like, hey, I wonder if anybody else is going through this. First and foremost, I do have a podcast. It's called Justiana. You can find it wherever podcasts are available. Spotify, it's on video, so you get to see me. And then on other things, it's just the audio. So if you don't want to look at me, then you can definitely just listen to me in the car. If you like it, then of course, you know, follow me, share it with some people that you think might like it as well. And if you have any comments or questions, leave those as well. I'm pretty open to sharing my life experiences. That's why I started this whole podcast, because if I've had to go through it, then I hope it can bring some type of comfort to other people that are going through it. So with all that being said, this podcast is called Just Community. And it really is about embracing change, from losing community to finding a new one. I have lost community and I am passionately trying to find a community that I am aligned with now. So many things have happened in the last 5 years of my life, from moving to Boston in 2019, staying there 6 weeks because like that motherfucker was crazy, and then coming back and really lost a lot of friendships, people that I had grown up with, people that I had done a lot of things with. And that, with that being said, doing a lot of things with doesn't always mean it's community. I was the person that was asking people to do things with. So it would be me texting, you want to go to happy hour, you want to go to dinner, you want to go to this concert, you want to go to this festival. I rarely got those back. And that was a rude awakening during the pandemic, when like my phone was dry as hell. The only person I was really talking to was my daughter and maybe some random men on dating apps. And you know how that goes. So I had this 40-year-old midlife crisis, because I'm 45 and I changed jobs. But before I changed the job, I knew I was losing community. Like, I just didn't have people that I can reach out to. And that might be a symptom of living in Los Angeles, or it just might be a symptom of 2023 in this world that we live on. So there's a lot of ways to lose community, right? You can have babies, you can experience empty nesting, you could be single and all your friends are married, or vice versa. This stage in my life, I think the reason that my community has changed, or I lost community, was because I don't like saying I'm an empty nester, because I don't think I'm an empty nester, but I do have adult children. My daughter is going to be 25. My son just turned 21. They don't live in my house. And most of my friends have kids. They're doing the thing that I did 10 years ago. And after a while, I think that kind of separates you. I also left, you might be like, oh, why in your family? Why is that a thing? There's a couple of reasons. One of my sisters has a mental health disorder, and there have been several instances where things have just happened and I just kind of have done low contact. There's some other issue with maybe my mom. I'm not 100% sure what's going on. I think one of the things with her is that she became a very religious person, organized religious person, and I've drifted away from organized religion. If you follow me on any of the other things that I do, you know I'm huge into tarot and astrology and just spirituality as a whole. So I just don't think she sees eye to eye with me and hasn't really been able to verbalize it. And since I'm the adult child, I'm not going to help you talk for yourself. So while the door is not closed, it's just, you know, there's very low contact. So I lost that piece of community as well. With that being said, I'm sure you've also lost community, or maybe you're losing community right now and you're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I feel super lonely. So when I realized I was losing community, or I had lost community, it was probably after the pandemic was over and we were able to be free and go out and do things, and I didn't have any excited to go out with other than my daughter. It is very difficult in Los Angeles to meet up with people. It is extremely difficult. And let me give you an example. I am currently dating a guy who lives in Ireland, and I just got back from 6 weeks of being in his place, living with him and being embraced by the community there. At any given moment, we can walk around and he'll see somebody he knows and they're available to have a quick pint, a quick coffee, a quick tea. His mom, his aunts would give me a ring and they would say, hey, I'm collecting you at a certain time, and we would be off and going. I would literally, one of friends that I met through him, I would say, hey, are you available on, this might be a Monday. I might say, are you available on Wednesday? And they're like, sure thing. Let's go and do whatever thing. I went to a couple of yoga classes, and immediately in the yoga classes, we chit-chatted. We had a good time. One of the yoga instructors is like, oh, after you get your yoga teacher training, come back and we could do some things together, or, you know, we can do, because I do mindfulness circles as well. And so she's like, let's just do something together. Very inviting, very inviting. And then we get back to Los Angeles, and anytime I ask anybody, or as soon as I ask people, like, you went, oh, no, I don't know, maybe this time, or maybe this time, or let me look at my schedule, or let me look at the, everybody's so freaking busy. And part of that's because people are raising children, and they have, like, soccer tournaments, and they have baseball tournaments, and they have all kind of shit involving their children, which is what I did 10 years ago. So a piece of losing community is because your phase in life has changed. And even though you know you've changed and your phase in life has changed, that doesn't make it any easier, right? Just doesn't make it any easier. It doesn't make it any easier. I have notes, so if I don't, like, I'm looking up and down because I don't want to go on a tangent. If this hasn't happened to you, you know, maybe you changed the job and lost community that way, or there's just shifts in who you are. There's just shifts. And one thing that I am doing right now, I think when I realized I was losing community, it was about, okay, sitting down, I got a life coach. And one of the things I wanted to work on was inviting new friendships and new opportunities. And I might tear up because it's very difficult for me to make friends. And it has always been difficult. It's much easier now. It's much easier now for me to make friends, but it's always been extremely difficult. It's always been a challenge, right? I'm saying right as if you've known me for my whole entire life, but it's been quite a challenge to make friends. And so one of the things that I worked with the personal trainer, with the life coach was, you know, I really wanted to make space. And I really wanted to manifest new friendships and be open to new friendships, because I can kind of be like guarded in a way that people, I seem very inviting. I'm very personable. I'm very chattable. but I will only tell you as much. I will only share as much as I feel like you need to know, right? And that can only last for a certain while before you're trying to make deep connections and trying to create a community or fit into a community. So one of the things that I, like I was saying, like one of the things that I was working on was just really trying to create, be open to new friendships. And so this might be something that you're also working towards too. And let me say, at the beginning, it was very scary. But if you have a passion, right, and I think one thing that helped me, and I hope it helps you, is there's something that I was wanting to get into. I really wanted to be consistent in yoga, and I was like, hey, maybe if I find a studio and really like the studio, friendships will come out of that thing. And lo and behold, my yoga studio here has created... the instructor has created such a beautiful community. I've met a couple of great people, or more than a couple of great people, but two people that I really can call friends. And that was super sweet. So maybe a part of finding community is really figuring out who you are currently, presently, in this space and time. And in this space and time, I love astrology. I'm into esoteric shit. I love yoga. I'm into traveling and just a life of ease. And so I need to find people who are also aligned to that. And that's not to say that I don't talk to people like friends and stuff like that. I still do. But that it's coming to a realization that those people are friends for life, and we don't necessarily have to do current things. They don't necessarily have to be a part of the current things, but there are people out there that will want to be a part of your community. Part of it is putting yourself out there. I don't know if I spoke about this, because I have like part one, part two, part three of how I was supposed to do this, but like, you know me, I just go on some things. One thing about losing community is coping with the loss and the grief. And I think I did touch on that, because it was very sad for me when I realized like I was, there was no reciprocity with the people I was hanging out with. And that's cool, because maybe they just didn't find, we no longer had things in common. One thing I feel like journaling is such an important thing to get all your feelings out there and to just be able to, word vomit on a page about the feelings of loss and grief when you've lost community, and the struggle of trying to find community. There's so many ways to finding community. The way that I just share, maybe not be yours. You could do that meetup group. You could do Bumble Friends, however you feel like you want to do that. Maybe take up ice skating lessons. I did that for a while. So there's things that you can do to start building community based on your passion. That's what I would really say. Based on where you are at currently in life, that is where you want to build your community. It is so much easier to go back in the past and start begging those people to come back in your life on a consistent basis. But clearly, y'all don't have nothing in common anymore. So let that shit go, okay? Let that idea of that go. If you need therapy, get some therapy. If you need an astrologer to help you, get an astrologer. If you need a Reiki healer to help, you know, do what you need to deal with the coping of the loss and the grief that comes with the loss of community. I briefly spoke on the journey to find a new community. It was really just based on my passions, and I'm very thankful. It was based on my willingness to be open to things that were outside of my comfort zone, to striking up conversations with people that I don't think I would necessarily have stricken up conversations with, and finding commonalities. And once I started to do that in the spaces I spent a good amount of my time in, that's when new friendships and communities started to appear. And I think that is what we need to do when we're looking for new community, especially if you're headed into your late 30s, if you're in your 40s, and if you're 50s and 60s. It is a really great time for you to really sit in some self-awareness and reflect on what makes you happy, content, joyful, and peaceful at this time in your life, and then find social clubs, volunteering, or just engaging in those hobbies and striking up conversations with the people there. So yeah, yoga really helped me find a new community. Meeting my guy spontaneously a year ago has really helped me find a new community, a community that I feel very at ease and home when I go there. And who knows how that is going to, I don't know what that future looks like, but I know I feel like at home and at ease. And I love that the community that he built that I can effortlessly fall into. Yeah, benefits of a new community. I think what I was looking for when I was building, or in the process of building a new community, and me building a new community now, is people that are really supportive of me and who I am at this point. It's really interesting, and I did do a podcast about this, about how people will see you sharing a new idea, sharing a new product, sharing a new service. And it'll be friends, and they won't like your shit. They don't share your shit. They just ignore that you are even in the space of wanting to create. They don't have to buy shit from you. They don't have to do anything from you. All they need to do is share it. Because there's somebody else out there that might like that shit, right? And I was really looking for people that I would support and would also support me in a newness. And I think the issue with that is people in your past community know you as one person. And so maybe they have a hard time seeing you align with new things or change into a new person or whatever the fuck it might be. I don't know. But maybe they have a hard time coming to the realization that you are no longer who they met, right? You are now this new thing. And when you meet new community, they are meeting you as you are at this moment in time. And because you have kind of said in your brain and in prayers and in your journaling that you want to meet people that are actively supporting you, because you will actively support people. Reciprocity is who I am as a person. So if you tell me to share your shit on my Instagram, I'm going to share your shit on my Instagram. You know, I might not buy anything because I might not have a need for it, or I might not have the money for it, but somebody out there might. So I'm going to share it, right? So benefits of building that new community is getting people who are of the like mind, who are like, yeah, this girl, she's doing this thing. Let me put her out there. That's bomb, right? It's so interesting when you start doing that, because I can tell you now I've had so much more support in the new things that I'm doing from people that have only known me for maybe like 2 years, maybe 6 months at the most, than people that have known me for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. I have people that have known me for 40 years, right? And you can't get bitter or resentful for that. You just have to say, like, it is what it is until it isn't. And keep doing what you're passionate about and living in your truth and aligning yourself with people who are of a like mind, right? And I just love that I have not been resentful, not been bitter, I have been sad, but not let myself wallow in the sadness of losing people or losing community and all of that good shit, and really embrace this kind of new thing that I've created and excited to see where it goes. Let's see. Yeah, I think I've touched on all of that. I think it's really beneficial to your mental health when you can align yourself to people who feel like you feel and think the same way that you think. I'm not going to be a person that's like, oh my God, only surround yourself with the people who think how you think, right? You need opposition. My guy is not into astrology. So, you know, there are times in my life where I don't talk about any of that stuff, but I still feel connected. So all in all, I'm wrapping this up because I don't know how long I've gone for, because I'm using my rear camera, so I can't tell, but I don't want to keep you here for long. If you have lost community, know that we lose community several times in our life. That humans are ever evolving creatures. That there's a time and a place for everything. That there are people out there that are on your vibe, that will dig you just as you are at this moment in time. Know that it is okay to grieve and be sad for the loss of a community that you have had for however long you've had it. Know that you don't have to completely disconnect from that community, that you can dabble in that old community, but know that maybe because you have made yourself first best priority, that you are really going to make an effort to find people who are aligned to you to create this new community that is very supportive. Know that it's a trial, it's hit and miss. Maybe you go to one volunteering and you don't like any of those people. Don't give up. Life is nothing but trial and error. You will never win if you don't risk losing. I saw that somewhere and I was like, holy shit. You have to be willing to lose to win. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I think that was the best thing I can say. Take some risk on yourself. excuse me, I'm fine. Take a risk on yourself. Understand that there you can't win without losing. And yeah, I hope this is super helpful. It's just been on my heart for a very long time. And I'm very thankful for the community that I've met. They're supportive and they're sweet. If you are looking for a podcast that just talks about random shit that you might be going on it, that might be going on in your life, this is the podcast, Just Deanna. Spotify is where it's at. If you're looking for an astrologer because you're a beginner into astrology, I'm Intuitively D on Instagram. I'm also Intuitively D on YouTube. I offer a ton of things. My Linktree is in Linktree Intuitively D. I do mindfulness moon circles as well. So if you're ready to embrace change, embrace healing, embrace courage, embrace life, and I offer those for the new and full moon circle. Just see my Linktree. I'm based in Los Angeles. And so, yeah, I'm just about, you know, healing us. You know, life be hard as hell. We need people to support transitions in our life. Until I see you next time, let's see. Hopefully I can get my camera back up. Probably will edit all of this out. Until I see you next time. Oh, good. It's like less than 25 minutes. Perfect. If there's anything else that you would love to hear, love to chat about, I can talk about astrology. I just haven't yet here. I could talk about raising adult children. I haven't. I could actually probably get them on now because they're all in Los Angeles right now. Let me know. I can chat about meeting a man and doing long distance, but I don't, every time I talk about a man, it kind of jinxes it. So I really have stopped talking about the man that I'm dating, but I can tell you what it looks. I can give you examples of what effort looks like in a long distance relationship where y'all don't even live on the same fucking continent. So let me know. I wish you nothing but peace, love, ease in your life. And I'll see you. I guess I'll see you on the next podcast. Bye.